Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Crowder, Appel, without Shazamming. I'll give you $25 if you could tell me who's singing this song.
I've only ever heard this song during the credits of a movie.
Pascal Siakam.
That is indeed Pascal Siakam. I will Venmo you the $25. You always amaze me with your ability. That's an uncanny ability you have to name the artist. Yeah, you just have a, and you don't even know how good you are at it. Man.
Multi-talented. Pascal.
Josh Bell has decided to stick around with us for a little bit. I had asked him when we went to commercial break. I'm like, what do you got planned for the rest of the day? He said, well, nothing. He said, I might prep for that Saturday night MLS game. I said, well, why don't you hang out with us a little bit? He said, I'd love to.
It's the time of his life.
Couple things going on. Panthers have an official Game 5 watch party. It's at the Baptist Health Iceplex. And you can head on out there. You get all the info, but there's going to be food and drinks and mascot appearances. You watch the games on the game on the screens around the facility. So you can get all the info right now at BaptistHealthIceplex.com. Let's begin, because the 3 o'clock hour is starting a little bit late for us here. Let's begin with headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. By the way, it's the stereo MCs, for those of you who are interested. Yes.
There's too much sports to talk about to really go off on a tangent here, but I did just see that Krispy Kreme has released Pac-Man donuts, so it's the actual really frosting looks like Pac-Man, and I mean, that's right up your wheelhouse, so I figured I'd bring it
to
everybody's
attention. They look really good. There's another thing. Go ahead. You can say it, Appel, because I can't.
Right up your wheelhouse. Right up.
Yeah,
that's not a right, phrase. Yeah.
Right up your wheelhouse. Right up your wheelhouse.
I'm with.
I feel bad because of my.
I think it hits harder if it's up your wheelhouse. So I'm with.
Where's your wheelhouse? What are we speaking of, man? I'm uncomfortable.
Say something that's in it, and I'll get you right up there.
But is it in between your wheelhouse? Like, that's right up your wheelhouse. What's the problem?
Right in your wheelhouse. It's in your wheelhouse.
Could be up,
but I'm with you. I think it hits harder up your wheelhouse.
If something's in, good. Can it go up?
Sure, depends. Yeah, why not?
Are we speaking of?
Right? I don't know. But speaking of wheelhouses, and I think Appel and I talked about this with Witty on our thread. I don't know if I told you guys. Benihana has announced hibachi burritos. I don't know if either of you guys have seen this. So Benihana now has burritos that are filled with their famous stir-fried hibachi rice, and then you get your choice of grilled steak, chicken, or shrimp with a drizzle of house-made teriyaki sauce inside a tortilla. It's only available for takeout and delivery orders.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I think it's pretty inspired because... You're not going to take out stir fry.
No.
Aronde might. I know Aronde is going to call it. They're going to text me and say, I take out stir fry all the time.
Hibachi or stir fry?
Hibachi.
Yeah.
You're not going to, like, what's the point, though? I always say, what's the point of getting it there? And I understand the rice is better because it's hibachi style. But you know what? Just go to Pollo Tropical or go to Chicken Kitchen, and because all you're really craving is rice and chicken. So you can, you know, cut out the price of the show. But now I think they have a viable to-go or delivery option. Benihana. If I say to you, like, oh, I don't want to get Moe's because the food's better at Benihana, and I can get it in the delivery system of a burrito. I don't know. I think it's kind of a game changer.
No, I think they're going up somebody else's wheelhouse, and you're not going to Benihana for a burrito. Like, you have
you're
to just
never
not...
ordering in from Benihana, and now you might. Never going to have Benihana for lunch at the office, where you would go out and get Chipotle or go out and get Moe's. Now you can go out and get a burrito at Benihana, and it's going to be better.
I understand that they're trying to get into the Uber and Uber Eats and all the for DoorDash stuff. Like, it makes sense what you're saying, Hawk. I just think it's a bad decision and a waste of money.
Does this make Hawk more likely to get hibachi for lunch?
It's the only way that I would get hibachi for lunch.
Or at a stadium. They have.
Would I get hibachi at a stadium?
They have,
they have it at
Benihana,
right?
Hard Rock Stadium. But we've talked about this. We're going to have a knife and or a spoon now while sitting at a stadium. The two just don't make sense. But now
it's not conducive.
I can eat hibachi in burrito form at a game.
Here's what I wonder, though. What's one of the great pleasures of biting into a burrito?
I don't know.
Get to the sour cream.
Oh. He likes. Hey,
I forgot
Appel,
he was
loves,
five. I forgot he was five.
Appel, but he eats cottage cheese like soup.
What does that have to do with sour cream?
Same thing. Nasty
all
old milk.
Look alike. These are completely separate ideas. But if you bite into a burrito and you don't get that, because I don't imagine there's even cheese on the Benihana burrito, right? Because that wouldn't make any sense.
It wouldn't.
Like, they don't even have shredded cheese at Benihana, do they?
But why not?
Well, because I don't think they have it.
They got to have cheese, though.
If what, they're going to order in, has cheese on it.
They have cream cheese for like their
sushi. But if they're ordering in, if they order in tortillas, they need to bring some cheese too. If they're trying to adjust this to be a Uber Eats angle, they need to bring cheese in too. That's ridiculous.
But do you want sour cream and cheese on hibachi fried rice? Is it incongruous?
Buttery. No. Yeah, buttery and delicious. I think it's a bad angle. I think it'll be gone.
Jimmy,
3 months.
Can you call Benihana and see if they have cheese in stock?
Yes. Yes.
Make up for the Ville Peltonen mishap last segment.
Just Jimmy, ask him if they have cheese and sour cream in stock.
Which Benihana is more likely to answer? The one on the beach, in the beach, or the one up in the game?
The one inside of the beach.
No, I order go call the one at the stadium. call like Benihana and like Davey or Plantation or something. It's got to be one of these places.
Coral Gables will answer.
Think Coral Gables? Okay, give it a shot.
Because Hawk, you say get away from the show, but I believe you go to Benihana's for the show. You don't go to Benihana's for the delicious food.
But not at lunchtime. That's always my point. My point is they've got this beautiful restaurant space and all these delicious ingredients. Everybody loves Benihana. But lunch comes around. I don't have time for a show. All right, hold on. Let's listen to Jimmy calling Benihana.
I have a question. Can you put sour cream in a burrito?
No. Do they have?
Oh, no, Jimmy.
He hung up.
What happened?
He gets very rattled.
He was asking you a question. You can hear me. You don't need your headphones.
No, I know. I'm putting on my headphones.
What happened, Jimmy? You just
call him back. Call him back.
What happened? It just got too overwhelming.
Yeah,
that's why the bit works. That's why the bit works. But what happened? Were they pressing you on something?
No, I think I asked the question wrong.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I didn't want to know if you could put sour cream because you're taking them off the hook.
And also, what if that Benihana is
sour cream?
What if that Benihana isn't serving the burritos yet?
Right. I just want to know if they have cheese and sour cream in stock.
Call them back.
You feel comfortable calling them back, or would you rather write a strongly worded letter? All right, let's get the headlines because Will Manso's going to join us this hour. We gave it a shot. We don't know yet. We'll circle back. Put this on the circle back list, Solana. We'll circle back on this.
Oh, 402.
You get
Jimmy. You got 45 minutes, bro. Get ready.
You gave it your best shot. I thought you had it there for a second.
I know, me too.
When you said I have a question, I said this guy's going to nail it. It was like, and then if this was gymnastics, you ran up to the vault. And then you just ran
right into
the stands and hid under a seat.
The payoff of this down the road should be Billy Pelton and Erratic Dvorak helping to make the call with him or going to Benihana.
If this was a movie, the next scene is Jimmy and Erratic Dvorak having hibachi at Benihana.
The last thing I have on the circle back list, by the way, implement a daily segment where we take a break from the show to eat scones with clotted cream.
That's a great idea.
Now, why have we not implemented the scones with clotted cream break? Did that get shut down by corporate or something? I feel like we were so close to having that.
Well, Jimmy tried to call a supermarket to find out where they have clotted cream, but...
Next thing you know, hey, he's a bone marrow donor. We don't even know how that happened.
Hey,
I have a question. Bye.
You have a question. You don't have to tell him I got a question. It's just kind of asked a question.
Oh, that was prime Jimmy right there. That was playoff Jimmy right there. Just when I think your performance cannot beat the previous performance. You pull it out of your hat, man. All right.
I want to talk to you about something. Okay. You called. Yes.
Who
what you got? What you got? Shoot.
Give me something. That was delightful. All right. Headlines real quick here because Will Manso's coming up.
We really should dedicate a day to just covering topics on the circle back list because there are a couple things that could be answered by now. If we just dedicated 2 to 3 minutes to find out, but I digress.
Well, we can do that. We'll have some scones and clotted cream, and then we'll discuss everything on the circle back list. Would you like to? Would you like to join us, pal?
Yeah, I don't know.
Looks like a scone and a clotted cream.
Anyways, the Florida Panthers.
What's clotted cream? I'm sorry, I was just playing along. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. It was something I had in London instead of scones and butter. It's very classy because they call it clotted cream, but I'm assuming it's just butter.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll find it.
Didn't you say that's what looked like guacamole, though? Wasn't that the thing that you had and you thought it was guac, but it ended up not being guac?
I thought that
guac?
Was mushy peas.
Oh,
it was
no,
that was mushy peas. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those are good. No, because you butter a scone. Like if you're in the States, you get a scone, you're going to butter it. So there it's clotted cream. You know? It's like, oh, it's so fancy.
Mm.
Is it butter?
It's like mayonnaise. It's like it's not refrigerated. It's in a jar. That's nasty.
Mm, so good.
What happened to Miracle Whip?
What do you mean?
Margarine. Margarine was big when I was a kid. There's not a lot of margarine anymore.
You guys are talking about two separate things, though. One's
Isn't
mayonnaise.
Miracle Whip margarine?
Miracle Whip is mayonnaise.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't mayonnaise, though. That's what made it appealing.
It's not. It's so Hellman's is mayonnaise and Kraft is Miracle Whip, but it's not technically mayonnaise. But it's the same thing. You either put mayo on your sandwich or Miracle Whip.
Remember when margarine was big?
Yeah. You know what I get?
What?
I get the spreadable Kerrygold.
Why did margarine die?
Kerrygold.
Is it butter or margarine? Because margarine died. Margarine was big when I was a kid.
It didn't die. I can't believe it's not butter. It's margarine. Everybody use, or a lot of people use that.
I can't believe it's not butter. It's margarine. I think that's another substitute. Well, everyone used to have the tubs of margarine. Everyone knows what they look like from the 80s and 70s. Like, it's a yellow tub, and it was very easily spreadable.
I can't believe it's not butter. It's a brand of margarine.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I'll add it to the circle back list.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. The Florida Panthers beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. Josh Chappelle thinks the Leafs are cooked, which is going to make for a great headline, hopefully picked up by a Toronto affiliate.
I'm with him. I am with him. I felt like that last night. I'm like, there is no coming back from this. Yeah. Because like he said, you got the game from Walls, that you needed. My dad used to make every name plural. Did you see Favre's yesterday? I go, who? I'm becoming my dad. You got the game from Wall that you needed. Like, I mean, you did. That's the game you steal that takes the heart and soul out of the Panthers. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen.
You know what else I think is cooked? The fans who still yell night during the anthem. It's enough already. If you're listening to this and you are one of those people, cut it out. It's enough. He's not here anymore. And it was too much when he wasn't even playing.
Yeah. It is. It's ridiculous.
Enough. Say red, be done.
Yeah. A rally cry. Bring everybody together.
But red is the rally cry. Night makes no sense. It literally makes no sense. And by the way, if we end up playing Vegas in the Stanley Cup, What are you doing then? What are you going to do?
They were doing it when we played them. And people
I know.
Thought that the Vegas
we thought
fans
that, yeah, people
so
thought
well.
That, like Panthers fans were like, whoa, we got everyone now. And like, no, they're laughing at you.
But is it very possible, and I hate to admit this because, you know, the likes of Biz will take a victory lap on this statement. Panthers fans might not know why we were yelling night in the first place.
100% they don't know. 100% they don't know.
Bad look, man.
I know.
Yeah. Cut it out.
Wouldn't happen at a Heat game.
Well, that's because they wouldn't be there in time to.
Nobody there when that
they're
goes
not playing. I mean, what, it's May. Of course they're not. Of course it wouldn't happen at a Heat game in May.
Max Domi has been fined $5,000, which is the maximum allowable under the CBA after he took a cheap shot on Barkey. Barkey not hurt, though, which is good news.
Yeah. Don't know about Evan Rodriguez, though. That's a little concerning.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous, too. Ekman Larson, man. F you, bro.
Just when you think you know a guy.
That was cheap shot too, and that wasn't even a 5 minute major. They called it a 2 minute minor.
I felt like they got that one right.
There wasn't head contact there.
They didn't make contact with the head. They didn't. It was a cheap shot. He got the 2 minutes. I didn't think it rose to the major.
Giannis is reportedly open minded about exploring a trade for the first time in his career, according to Shams Charania. The draft lottery tonight, by the way. 7 p.m. in Chicago, the home of the new Pope, or the birthplace of the new Pope.
Really, really tough timing for the Marlins, by the way, to have to play the White Sox in Chicago right as, there's no other.
But tonight and this whole series, you get the Mervis revenge series against the Cubs. So go heavy on Matt Mervis.
No Mervis revenge.
This is the Mervis revenge series. I think this series, correct me if I'm wrong, Appel, we got a break because I want to have time with Will Manto. Correct me if I'm wrong, though, Appel. This series could determine if Matt Mervis ends up in the minors.
Listen, it's certainly possible. I look at it as it's a chance for the Marlins to save their season and climb back into the wild card race. Ryan Weathers is coming back right at the right time.
Did you see Solana's first pitch at FIU?
Very impressive. Good luck.
Marlins may need him.
Not with that.
I threw a strike.
You have all your fingers on your right hand.
All of them. All of them. Okay. I threw a strike.
Who caught the pitch?
Logan Rundy, who yesterday went four innings, didn't give up a run. Rundy. Five innings, didn't give up a run.
You were the good luck charm.
I think I was. And I let the assistant coach... I let him know, hey, you need a couple innings. You let me know. I got a little more gas in the tank. Right up my wheelhouse.
You can't see me in the stands. I'm the guy with the tag on my wrist.
Yeah, that was regrettable.
I don't know what you were doing there.
I don't know. I didn't realize I left that on me. Yeah.
Your credential?
A lot of people at FIU baseball
stadium.
Yeah, but
it was on like an elastic band, and it just looks like there's a price tag hanging off his wrist.
How much?
Tell you what, after I threw that pitch, my stock price went up.
149.
Stock price went up. Game 5 between Pacers and the Cavs is tomorrow. Pacers took a 3-1 series lead. Tonight, though, in the NBA. Game 4, Celtics-Knicks at MSG and T-Wolves-Golden State. That game is in San Francisco. First game's at 7:30. Second game is at 10 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. I know my weather reports are typically nonsense, but no joke. Heavy rain expected maybe later tonight, but in parts of South Florida tomorrow and Wednesday.
I trust
Will Manso. What's that?
I said I trust his weather reports every day. What do you mean they're nonsense?
Yeah, well, that's your first mistake. Will Manso is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some NBA, some Giannis to the Heat. Why not? Let's have a little fun on this Monday. We'll do that in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Canso is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, sports director at Local 10 here in Miami. Of course, he's part of the Miami Heat broadcast on FanDuel Sports Network Sun. Although it'll be a while before we get to see one of those again. So I was saying earlier in the show, Will, I loved your tweet this morning where you said it's Photoshop season and you're imagining all these, you know, Giannis in a Miami Heat uni. And I'm sure all across the country, every fan base going to have Giannis in their home team's uniform. Would you give anything and everything to get Giannis?
First of all, by the way, I was corrected this morning. It's AI season now. It's no longer Photoshop because now everything's AI. Right. So showing my age, it's AI season. And two is, I think if Giannis is available, I think every NBA team is going to say, I'll give whatever it takes to get him. And I don't think the Heat should be any different. And that's, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's still at his peak. Whoever gets Giannis, if Giannis does leave Milwaukee, is getting a guy who's at the age that Jimmy Butler was when he arrived in Miami. And we saw what Jimmy did in his 5-year window in Miami. So I don't think any team would be hesitant to give up anything to get a guy like that if he's truly available.
And Will, with and this will be on Pat. And that's now with the Giannis stuff. They're gonna now it's back on Pat. Pat, make it happen. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Is Pat being evaluated in any way, or is Pat just there can't be a hot seat for Pat Riley? Pat can do whatever he wants as long as he wants. There's no evaluation process for Pat, right?
I mean, he pretty much said that the other day when he talked about what the Arison said to him at the end of the season was just have at it. Just go ahead. Keep doing your thing. I mean, they have full faith in Pat Riley, and I don't see why they shouldn't. You know, 30 years in the organization, 7 finals, 3 championships, the second winningest franchise in the NBA since he got here. I think that kind of credibility and resume is untouchable. I mean, I don't think there's any, you know, and certainly not from the Heat organization, the way they are so tightly put together with their core, the front office, the main guys. So to answer your question, yeah, I think Pat has an open window to do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, you know, with the backing of the Arisons, as long as, again, it falls in the line with the finances and the long-term plan. But they all align, Channing, in the way they're thinking moving forward.
Will, Pat didn't seem to feel like the last two games of the season were indicative of who the team is and who Tyler and Bam are as leaders of the organization, pillars of the organization, however you want to frame it. But the real question is, how do other people outside of Miami feel about Tyler and Bam and about the assets Miami has as a whole, because even if it's not Giannis, it's Durant or whoever, are the Heat as well positioned as they believe with their current assets to not get beat by other organizations with probably better assets this summer?
First of all, I think that's the second most important question. The first most important question is, why did you wear a credential when throwing out a first pitch? That's more important.
Looked like he was tagged. He was tagged for some reason.
That's a first. That's a first. And you threw a strike, so congrats. No,
I was like when a summer camp goes to Dave and Buster's on a field trip. They don't want to lose any of the kids from certain class. They put a little tag on them.
A lot on the field.
But he threw high heat, though. His pitch looked good.
It was if Hawk's first pitch was 51, yours was 57. So we're good. We're good.
Yeah. I'll take the 51, by the way.
To answer your question, I think Pat has to position it that way because you have to, as an organization, show that your assets are valuable, right? And that you do have flexibility. And I do think to some extent they do, but let's not kid ourselves. You know, we know teams like Houston and Oklahoma City and those young franchises that are growing that have stunk for a long time and are now good and built a lot of assets have more flexibility. Like, that's just the truth. So the bottom line with whatever is available, whether it's KD, Giannis, whoever, whatever names we hear this offseason are, do they want to come to the Miami Heat? Because if the answer is yes, would they consider, then I think the Heat do have the assets. It's just a matter of working with that particular team. But they're not going to out-asset a team like OKC or Houston. It's just not possible. They don't have the amount of assets those teams do.
Speaking of what they have or what they don't have, you watched what the Cavs did to the Heat, but now you're watching what the Pacers are doing to the Cavs. So how do you extrapolate it all?
I mean, I extrapolated this, and I think we've talked about it plenty during the season, and we try to be as honest as we can when we talk about the Heat. The Heat are in a tough spot. They are not a bad team, but they're not a really good team. And sometimes being in the middle, hello, Miami Dolphins, is very difficult. You know, sometimes that middle ground is tough to get out of, even more so than sucking. Like, when you stink and you have a lottery team and you've got a top five pick, it's easier to make a quick turn if you get a special player, if you trade that asset for something. The Heat are kind of in the middle, you know? So I don't think that whoever's putting doom and gloom on the Heat, I don't think that's the truth. I think they have two young core players and they do have assets and they have Khalil Ware, who looked good last year. They have room for growth. The question is, do they have room within the roster for championship growth? And I think if we're being honest, the answer is no. The answer is they need pieces. They need a big dog. They need an alpha, whatever the heck you want to call it. They need another piece because you can't just lose Jimmy Butler and say, okay, we're cool. We're going to bounce back and be in the final in the next year or two with what we have left over. It's just not that simple.
And Will, one other question we talked about earlier in the show is where somebody, Giannis, wants to leave and, San Antonio has the first pick or can get the first pick tonight in the lottery. Cooper Flagg is going to be the first pick of the NBA draft. Is that an even trade, or is Cooper Flagg a Wimby or a LeBron or one of those guys? Is Cooper Flagg that good? Because I've watched him play. I watched the NCAA tournament. I don't see him as that. I don't see him as a generational type guy. Do you see Cooper Flagg as that generational talent?
I don't, but then again, that's a hard standard, right? Wemby and LeBron are two of the most unique talents that the league has ever seen, and LeBron, obviously, one of the top two players of all time. Wemby's in course to become an all-time great as he stays healthy, so it's a tough comparison. I will say this. I think Cooper Flagg moves the needle. I think wherever he goes, he's going to make that team instantly better and have a legit superstar player that could do a lot of things. I was impressed by him, but I think to your point, Channing, it's not like you were watching. Like, when you saw the film of Wemby, right, and the things he did, you're like, this He's nicknamed the alien for a reason. You're like, holy cow, this guy's an alien. And LeBron was a one of one. You know, I think when you look back, okay, look at a Zion Williamson. You know, when he was
that's the guy.
You know, and what it helps.
Well, Zion was better than Cooper Flagg, and Zion's
yes,
he's okay
by no one's fault.
Zion's okay because of health and weight, right? Like, if he hasn't been healthy,
bad organization. It's a bad organization.
It went to a terrible place. You know, he went to that is another thing too. Where do these guys land? Look at Wemby, man. He landed in a great spot. You know, even though it's happened post Greg Popovich and what happened with him no longer being the coach, it's still a great organization. It's going to be a lot the fit. Like, if he goes to a Washington, right? I mean, that's a place where people go to basketball careers go to die. You know, it's like, is that where he's going to go be a superstar and truly change a franchise? Good luck. It's going to be tough. So where he lands is going to be part of it too.
While this was happening, Will, I think you and I were kind of on the same page. The Heat should try to make the playoffs. They already had the first round pick from Golden State, and now this gives them an opportunity to have more first round picks down the line by not conveying their own this year. They made the playoffs, but we can kind of look back and reassess now. They got blown out, back to back playoff worst losses in franchise history, and the team they lost to are getting embarrassed by the Indiana Pacers. Would it have been better? It's easy to play the result. I realize that, but that's what we're doing now. Would it have been better, especially with the Giannis news, to have two tradable first-round picks for this upcoming draft and the Miami Heat participating in today's lottery, even if it was a minute chance to get the number one overall pick?
I think in theory, yes, but I think here's why I'm going to say no, why I'm going to be the contrarian and say no, because I think two things happen. Number one is if, again, I go back to the point, if someone like Giannis or someone like that truly becomes available and wants to come to Miami, I think the Heat can find a way to get the assets needed if that's truly what that player wants, right? But I think also is I don't care if Pat Riley says that those last two games are indicative of what this team is. I think in that organization, they're looking at those last two games and saying, we were embarrassed. We got to be better. Like, we got to do this. So if anything, it was a slap in the face of reality of, like, you guys are really far away from where the standard of where you want to be is. And that's a championship team. You get swept out and you lose by 50 and 60 points, whatever the heck it was, in those last two games. You can't – that if that doesn't slap you with reality, I don't know what will. So I still think that what happened was the right course of action. And now I think, if anything, it's suggested the Heat to see, like, hey, we got to do something this offseason and moving forward. Pat did say it may not take just a year. It may take a couple of years. But we have to pivot. We cannot stay what this franchise has been the last couple of years.
And Will, talking about those, the two young pillars, as Solana's been saying for months now, where I watched that last game against the Cavs and Tyler had 4-1-1. Yeah. I've seen Cavs get blown out and Donovan Mitchell still goes for 28. Like, he's still going to get his. Are they really those young pillars? Because I just watched Tyler get choked out, and then, what was his name, Darius Garland, he slipped up in a press conference and was like, what do you do offensively? Oh, we go at Tyler Hero. That's kind of the answer to it. So, I know we love him down here, but is it myopic of us to really think that Bam and Tyler are good young pillars for a championship team?
I think they are, but I think they can't be the only pillars, right? I think they have to be someone, and I think we've seen it. You know, the track record with Jimmy was here for 5 years. I asked Pat straight up on the day that he spoke, do you think, you know, they're alphas? Do you think they're a 1A, 1B? Do you think they're the ties you could win with? And he said, you know, now's their chance. But it's a good question, because if a guy becomes available, do we need that superstar? And he kind of conceded in the sense that, yeah, why wouldn't you? Like, we saw it with Jimmy. And while he won't come up and say, no, we can't win with these two guys a championship, I think it's pretty clear you need a third wheel. You need, and that third wheel likely needs to be the priority, right? The superstar. Because in Pat's words, an alpha is a superstar. An alpha is a leader. I think Bam's a leader on the court. I think Bam is a damn good productive player, one of the top players in the league. And I think Tyler proved he could be an all-star and play a great, you know, role in that way. But can they take over games in the biggest moments at a championship level? I don't think so. I don't know if that's there, and that's okay. Like, how, let's be honest, guys, how many guys can in the league? 8, 10 at most? I might be being generous. It might be 5 or 6. So to say that those guys aren't that isn't really an insult. It's just saying you need to do your best if any of those 5, 6, 8 guys becomes available to try to get, because that's what you need to truly be a championship team. We saw it for years. The Heat have never won a championship without a legit superstar, whether it be Dwayne Wade, obviously, LeBron. That's how you – Shaq, that's how you win championships. And right now, that caliber of player isn't on this team.
The place where you're being generous is saying, I don't know if they can be those guys, because we do know. We've seen it enough. Like, they can't be those guys. And like you say, I'm with you. There's no shame in that. Like, we need to know – and we did have questions, but I think now we know, like, you need someone who can do exactly what you said. There's just not a ton of them out there. So you take a swing, and if you can grab them, you can. And if you can't, you're with the rest of the 2/3 of the NBA who don't have that guy. And that's fine. Again, there's ebbs and flows with any franchise and any system. On the other side, you have to be impressed with what the Florida Panthers have done the last couple of games, because it could have gone south real quickly, down 2-0. Now it's 2-2 headed back to Toronto, and you feel good because, man, did they look good last night.
they look like themselves, right? I thought Sam Bennett said it best. He was like, this is the first time this series that we look like the Panthers playoff team, right? Like the team we know we can beat. And watching the game, I mean, we all saw it. They were dominant from start to finish. And the only reason it was a 2-0 game is because Joseph Wall was spectacular. Or if not, that's a 5-0 or 5-1 game. You know, even if Bob had let one slip, they could have had 5-6 goals last night. Wall was just great. They look like themselves. They played with energy. They dictated the style. They were tough. They mucked it up when the puck was near the net or around. They didn't let those quick breakaways and those sudden changes affect them the way they did in the first three games. They look like the Panthers. And Brad Marchand, go figure, what's today's date? Whatever, May, whatever. If I would have told you May 12th, if I would have told you 3 months ago that the Panthers would have saved their season and started turning things around in the playoffs courtesy of a Brad Marchand overtime goal, you would have thought I was crazy. But that goal in game three flip the switch on whatever it was going on. This team has figured it out. I think they win the next two. Regardless, I think they win the series. But I think they have figured out how to play Panther style. And when they do that, I don't think there's a team in the league that can beat them in a seven-game series.
Well, I believe in consequences and repercussions to your actions. Domi getting fined $5,000 for that hit, I don't think that was enough. And if I ever see Max Domi out on the beach, can I call you and we'll jump him? Because that was I feel funny about that one.
Yeah, who needs 100 gorillas? Just me and Channing. Just me and Channing.
That's all. Will, we can cause some damage, Will. I'm telling you.
You hold him down. I mean, I was. Everyone tells me this thing. Oh, that's hockey. I'm sorry, man. That's not hockey. I get hockey's a rough and tough. But these guys, I would be honestly in the hospital every night if I played the way these guys play. It's incredible what they put up every night. But that was ugly. It was dirty. It was unnecessary. It should have been a suspension. But I will say this, and you know it, the Panthers will back up their guy. Because if there's one guy on that team you don't mess around with, it's Sasha Barkov. The respect, who, by the way, is like the nicest human being in the world. If you saw him at Target and he was walking, you would never guess he was a hockey player. He's just the chillest, nicest guy. And yet he's the guy that they will defend to the death because he is their captain for a reason. So I would expect, I don't know if it's retribution or just good old-fashioned, you know, hard-hitting hockey on Wednesday night.
You know what we're giving away every day on this show this week, Will? We are giving away two tickets for The Who and their North American farewell tour. Now, do you know when they held their first farewell tour?
I mean, I would have, by 1958, I don't know. This seems like
the 80s. They literally held a farewell tour in the 1980s, and now they're doing it again.
I guess the paychecks. They still
Hey, listen, call this radio show a farewell tour. If it's going to get us another however many dollars out of it, I'm all for it. You're going to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett tomorrow?
I will be there tomorrow. I'm taking my oldest daughter. We are going to go. Did you end up getting a suite? What are you doing? You just enjoying yourself with tickets? Or
I haven't even bought tickets yet. I haven't decided yet.
You got to go.
You know who I bought tickets for? I bought tickets last week for David Lee Roth coming to Hard Rock Live, I think in July.
Did you see the viral video of him this weekend?
Yep.
In the leather pants?
It's why I bought it. It's why I bought the tickets.
Memo to 70-year-old men. Actually, I'm 50. I'm going to say memo to 50-year-old men and above. Don't wear leather pants. Don't wear leather pants.
Listen, I'm going to take that even a step further. Memo to guys who might not be well endowed. I'm talking about me, not David Lee Roth. Most people in my religion, I think David Lee Roth may be an outlier, and stay away from the leather pants. All right?
Just good, do good yourself advice.
A favor. Stay good away from the leather pants.
Got to show out sometime.
Well, what if you can't show out?
I mean,
I can.
We gotta show
I can
in.
Show up.
Show in.
Show in.
All right. We'll see you, Will.
All right.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Whoa!
Hawk and Crowder. Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.